Welcome to our 17th SPG podcast. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassily here, and I hope you and your family are keeping well. Wishing you a very happy feast. And we will talk a little more about our celebrations today a little bit later on in the podcast. And so on to pupil success. Congratulations to the very worthy recipient of the Omnibus Omnia Award, which this year goes to Emily in 12S. Each year we present this prize on behalf of the Sisters of Charity of St. Paul the Apostle to a Year 12 student who embodies our school motto, Omnibus Omnia, of being all things to all people. Emily is an extremely worthy winner and follows in the footsteps of the winner last year, Grace, in 13S, and of Mrs. O'Neill and Mrs. Dolan, who received the prize when they were pupils in school. We're so proud of Emily, as she should be of herself, to be nominated by staff to receive this most prestigious award. Congratulations to the scholars who received their grading on Wednesday. They worked with a PhD student writing a thesis on what causes floods in disaster areas. The thesis is marked at A level standard, even though the girls are in Year 9 and Year 10, which makes their achievement and work really phenomenal. Out of the 13 participants, there were 6 graded at a 2-1, and 7 of the girls got a first. This is an amazing achievement. And so, congratulations to Arviana in 10L, to Isabella in 9P, to Alia in 10S, to Ivania in 10U, to Fernanda in 10S, to Steffi in 10A, to Nayla in 10T, to Elise in 10A, to Michelle in 10L, to Grace in 9L, to Cleo in 10T, to Kirian in 9A, and to Zemma in 9L. Very well done to our scholars, who now look forward to their graduation at Birmingham University on the 25th of February and their scholars showcase on the 12th of March. Thank you to Mrs. Meersand for all of her excellent support of the girls on this. Well done to Milka in 8S, who won the weekend quiz on the Artemis II space mission to the moon. She showed brilliant research skills, especially of NASA and aerospace. Perhaps Milka is a future astronaut in our midst. As part of the Year of Reading, we were delighted to present beautifully bound hardback copies of Pride and Prejudice to Key Stage 3 students. This is a huge achievement to be nominated by Mrs. Drew out of all of the pupils in Key Stage 3 to receive this prize. And so congratulations to Kitty in 7A, to Olivia in 8L, and to Chamanda in 9T. And so on to school events. On Tuesday, the winners of the Paul Criteria Reward had a fantastic visit to the cinema to see Anaconda. Actually, rather them than me, as I am with St. Patrick in Hating Snakes. But nonetheless, the girls were absolutely superb and enjoyed the whole experience of having a private cinema viewing. They should be so proud of themselves, and I know they're aiming to achieve the Paul Criteria Award for this term too. Thank you to Mrs. Canavan for organising this and for all the staff who supported it. On Tuesday, members of Year 12 had an extremely motivational visit to Keble College and Exeter College, Oxford, with our heads of year, Mrs. Craddock and Mr. Gopwell. The girls were also delighted to be shown around by Rihanna, one of our old girls reading history at Oxford. What a brilliant role model she is for them. She was thrilled to welcome her SPG family to Oxford, and the girls had a great day. On Wednesday, we had the book swap, which was brilliant. Thanks so much to parents for encouraging their daughters to bring in their pre-read books so they could be swapped with books from other pupils. The reader leaders were fantastic, and there were literally hundreds of books swapped at lunchtime in the library. Thanks to Mrs. O'Brien for organising this great initiative. There is no greater gift than that of a book. And we'd be grateful if you remind your daughter that we have a very well-stocked library with a great range of fiction and non-fiction, and encourage your daughter to make a visit to the library. On Wednesday, members of Year 7, 8 and 9 had a disco after school, organised by Year 12 as part of their £10 challenge. It was a great occasion, and the girls loved the music, the opportunity to dance and just to have fun. Thanks to all the staff who supervised, and especially to Mr. Tacky Officer, who wins the Strictly Come Dancing prize. Yesterday, the girls going on the ski trip in February had an excellent visit to the dry ski slope to prepare. They're making so much progress and cannot wait to get on the snowy ski slopes of Italy. Sunday, the 8th of February, cannot come quickly enough for the girls and the staff. Thank you to all the girls and staff involved in our beautiful patronal feast day masses. Especially thanks to Alejandra, Mrs. McLean, and Father Anton. Well done to our magnificent readers. They read with such poise and thoughtfulness, and especially animated the first reading of the Conversion of St. Paul extremely well. Congratulations to Martina in 11S, to Nadia in 11L, to Charisse in 11U, to Teresa in 12A, to Woodisay in 11S, to Abigail in 9L, to Annabelle in 9S, to Stephanie in 9S, to Muhiza in 9S, to Grace in 9L, to Zafia in 9L, to Michelle in 9L, to Isabel in 9L, and to Esther in 9A. Thanks also to our altar servers for their excellent faith witness and calm and positive leadership. Well done to Beatrice in 11S, to Chimanda in 9T, to Raphael in 8A, to Adora in 8A, to Alicia in 9P, and to Tyrion in 9A. Well done also to Rosie from 7A for having her rap shared at both masses. I'm sure if St. Paul were around today, he would be using such innovative ways to express faith. At both masses, we were really inspired to receive feast day greetings from old girls sharing their career pathways and school memories. It was wonderful for the current girls to appreciate and to see how we are all connected across the generations as an SPG family. And at the end of both masses, our fantastic head girl team gave a beautiful and uplifting message to the girls celebrating our feast and recognizing all of the strengths and gifts within our community and the pride of being a St. Paul's girl.
Hello.
On behalf of the Head Girl team, we would like to wish you a very happy patronal feast day.
We would like to congratulate you all on the hard work you have put in already this academic year. Year 7's completing PPEs, Year 12's going into PPE, and present thoughts to Year 11's and 13's as exam seasons are upcoming.
We as a team are so grateful for all the charitable acts that we have accomplished so far this academic year, such as the shoeboxes, the Jamaican Disaster Fund, and also well done to Year 12 for completing the £10 challenge.
We take so much pride and joy in our wonderful staff who support our student body and family, making us who we are today, and we are so grateful to be surrounded and a part of such a beautiful and blessed community. We wish you all every peace and success, as well as many blessings on this happy patronal feast day.
Bye!
And so on to forthcoming events. Thursday, the 29th of January, members of Year 10 will be going to a performance of Woman in Black at the Alexander Theatre in Birmingham after school. Sunday, the 1st of February, members of Year 10, 11, 12 and 13 will need to be in school for 4:30 a.m. Yes, 4:30 a.m. for their 5 a.m. departure to Paris for the Computer Science Conference. They're going to have 4 fantastic days. And thank you to all the parents who attended the parental evening on Tuesday. And thanks to Miss Langford for organising this visit, supported by Mrs. McGlone and Miss Forrest. How wonderful for our girls to be in Paris in the springtime. Wednesday, the 4th of February, is our South Area Network Day, where staff from throughout the South Area Network of Schools work together in different schools. Our school is a base for INSET, and so only Year 11 and some members of Year 10, 12 and 13 will be in school. Thursday, the 5th of February, is Year 9 Parents' Evening. Wednesday, the 11th of February, is the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. And so we are going to have a day of prayer where pupils and staff can pray for sick members of their family or friends. If you would like to have someone you know prayed for, please give the name to your daughter and we will add it to the sick list to be prayed for throughout the day. Parents have been sent an email with the details and QR code for 3 Compass workshops. They're doing a series of free online workshops for parents and carers in Birmingham, focusing on 3 important and timely workshops. Online safety, helping families to navigate digital risks and keeping children safe online, which will take place on Wednesday, the 25th of February, from 9:30 to 11:30. A workshop on emotional regulation, which has practical strategies for supporting children's emotional well-being, which will take place on Wednesday, the 4th of March, from 9:30 to 11:30. And the 3rd workshop on managing anxiety and worries, which will give guidance on recognising and reducing anxieties in children and young people. And this will take place on the 11th of March, 9:30 to 11:30. These sessions are designed to provide practical tools and expert advice that parents can apply at home. Having worked with Compass as a school, we know the quality of their presentations is excellent, and we really, really commend their workshops to you. They are free, they are online, and please take the opportunity to access and book those workshops through the QR code. And so on to Just One Thing, which this week is led by Miss Langford, on how you can support your daughter to excellence in computer science.
There are plenty of ways in which you can support your daughter in regards to computer science. In Key Stage 3, there are lots of websites which you can use for free which can support your daughter with computer science revision. BBC Bite Size offers an extensive Key Stage 3 curriculum of computer science topics, which cover most, if not all, topics we cover at St Paul's. To access, simply just Google BBC Bite Size Computer Science Key Stage 3. The girls also have logins to IDEA, where they complete badges for homework. A lot of these badges link to various topics we cover within our Key Stage 3 curriculum, so can support the girls with their learning further. With regards to PPEs, all students are provided with handbooks which would provide them with the topics and information for their up and coming computer science exam. Students can use this alongside their workbooks on Microsoft Teams to recap what they have covered in lesson and what will be coming up in their next lot of PPEs. At Key Stage 4, which is GCSE Computer Science, again, there are lots of resources and websites which can be used to help support your daughter. All students have logins to Ada Computer Science, which provides an extensive overview of both papers and every topic which is included. Each section provides questions which are automatically marked to further support and help check their knowledge and understanding. The girls also have access to the GCSE Computer Science page on the student dashboard. The student dashboard page provides them with knowledge organisers, workbooks and revision guides for each paper and topics. If your daughter is more of an audio or visual learner, then Craig and Dave have a full range of videos covering the whole OCR GCSE spec on their website and YouTube. Each topic is broken down into a variety of detailed videos which allow the students to make notes or mind maps on key areas within that topic. Another useful website is Maths and Physics Tutor. On their website, they have broken down the two GCSE papers into their respective topics, and on each topic page, they have links to extensive notes and provide both sets of previous OCR exam questions and mark schemes for each individual section. There is a wide range of free resources on the internet that can support your daughter in regards to computer science. They can always ask one of their computer science teachers, who will be more than happy to provide links to useful resources.
Thank you so much to Miss Langford for those really practical and helpful ideas. And we also wish you and the girls every happiness and great joy at the Computer Science Conference in Paris. And so we take time to bring ourselves to prayer. We can say so many things about our patron, St. Paul, as a great preacher, a writer, a missionary. However, today we have been reflecting upon the conversion of our patron, St. Paul. He's such a wonderful role model for us today, as in him we see the impact and power of God's transformational and amazing grace. St. Paul is someone we can relate to because at times he's both awful and awesome, and he's flawed and fabulous, much like all of us. Yet when he encountered the risen Lord on the road to Damascus, saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" he allowed God's great grace to work with and through him. St. Paul teaches us that despite our imperfections, that by the grace of God, we must strive to be the best that we can be. And as he says in his letter to the Corinthians, be ambitious for the higher gifts. His life shows that whilst we may not always be perfect and get everything right, that we can still strive to perfection. As he says, "Not that I have become perfect yet, All I can say is that I forget the past and I strain ahead for what is still to come. I think there's a real strength in appreciating that whilst we can be flawed, that inspired by God's grace and the inspiration of St. Paul, we can be fabulous. Through the amazing and great grace of God, like St. Paul, we can achieve great things. For, as he says, there is nothing I cannot master with the help of the one who gives me strength. So let's take a moment to pray for our great girls, that they will ever be open and inspired by God's amazing grace in their lives. On this day, we also pray for all our wonderful SPG family. We bring to God our girls, parents, staff, governors, old girls, past staff, and all the Sisters of Charity of St. Paul the Apostle. And mindful of the words of St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, glory be to him whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory be to him from generation to generation in the Church and in Christ Jesus for ever and ever. Amen. And so I end this podcast with a recording of the choir singing our school hymn, St. Paul, Great Teacher, Show Us How to Live. Happy feast and enjoy.